Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
All right, team, welcome. We are going to go into a full body set today. I'm going to be supersetting a couple of different exercises. So once we've warmed up, we're going to work 30 seconds on a hold exercise and then 30 seconds on an explosive exercise. Don't worry though, you got 30 seconds rest in between each move. We are going to start with some inchworms. So standing at the bottom end of your mat, you are going to be walking all the way out to a plank and then walking those hands all the way back to your feet in 3, 2, 1. So rolling down through the body, walking those hands all the way out to a plank position. Once you get there, hold it for a second or so and then walk your hands back towards your feet. Trying to keep those legs nice and long, so we're warming up through the hamstrings. 10 more seconds on these. So walk all the way out, hold it for a second, bring it all the way back up. You have got 3, 2, 1. Good, so just shaking it out for a second. Body should feel a little bit warmer now. We are going to move into a squat hold. I want those hips parallel with the ground. We're going to hold it there for 30 seconds and we go in 10 seconds time.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
in
3, 2, 1.
Bring it into that squat hold. So dropping down, starting to build a little bit of fire in those legs. We're only here for 30 seconds, but what we're doing today is really kind of building tension, like we're coiling up a spring in one part of the move, then we rest and then we make it nice and explosive. So you're here for 10 more seconds, then we rest for 30. You have got 3, 2, 1. All right, so shake those legs out. We are going to come into your squat jumps in the next block of 30 seconds. So like I was saying, we coil the body up like a spring and then we explode through the next movement. So we built a bit of tension in those legs. We're going to release it in 10 seconds time. So full range, bum to the floor, head to the ceiling. We go in 3, 2, 1. So exploding out through those squat jumps. It is only a 30 second interval. We are done with your legs after this 30 seconds, so really push through it. Moving into your upper body on the other side. You're halfway through these squat jumps. Can you jump a little bit higher? Can you move even quicker from that coiled spring to that explosive movement? 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Well well done. Shake those legs out. So as promised, those legs get a bit of a break now. We keep moving though through this same format, so supersetting a hold exercise and then some explosive movement. You are going to bring it down into your high plank. So in 10 seconds time, on the mat, in your high plank, shoulders stacked over your wrists. We are there in 5, in 3, 2, 1. So just holding that high plank. Again, thinking about that coiled spring, building up energy. And I want you to be really active in this plank. So pushing the ground away, squeezing your core, making sure those hips are level with your shoulders, so not dropping towards the floor or up in the air. Good, you've got 10 more seconds in this plank. Hold it. 5 more. 3, 2, 1. Good, so staying on the ground, but shaking it out. So as promised, we're gonna come back to that same move, that same plank, but we're gonna make it explosive. So we are gonna be turning it into mountain climbers. We're going in 15 seconds time, and I want you to make those mountain climbers count, which means we push them, we go really quickly, we drive your knee all the way forward into your chest. We are going in 3, 2, 1. 30 seconds of the most explosive mountain climbers I've ever seen. Let's go. 1, 2, 1, 2. That is your pace, or even quicker if you can. All you gotta do is maintain that pace for me for 15 seconds. If you can do it for the first half, you can do it for the second. That is just science. Keep it going. Give me 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Well done. So we worked through those legs, worked through those shoulders. 2 more moves into your core. You're going to bring it onto your back, and in 20 seconds time, we go into your hollow body hold. So lower back stays glued to the mat, legs are off the floor, head and shoulders are off the floor. The longer and straighter your legs are, the harder this is. We're going in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Hollow body hold. So if you need to, we bend those knees. Or if you want something in between, legs stay straight, but we lift them up a little bit higher from the ground. Take some of that tension out of your core. Remember to breathe through this one. You're already halfway. Breathe through it and hold. Remember, in less than 10 seconds, you've got that glorious 30 seconds rest. In 3, 2, 1. So you know that we are almost there. We got one more explosive move to take us through this set. You are going to bring it in to your bicycle crunches. So hands are going to be at your temples. We're going to keep those elbows wide as we twist opposite elbow to opposite knee. In 10 seconds time, we rattle out 30 seconds of explosive bicycle crunches. In 3, 2, 1. This is it, your last move of the 7 moves. So we make it count. 1, 2, 1, 2. Keeping those elbows out nice and wide, extending that straight leg all the way through these bicycles. You're already halfway through them. Can you keep pushing through these for 10 more seconds? Yes, you can. Of course you can. You've got another 5. It is 3, 2, 1. You made it. It might have felt like you weren't going to at some points, but you did. You pushed through, and here we are at the end of another glorious Sweat 7. Well done. Give yourself a pat on the back. Enjoy your day, and I will see you again for another sesh.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.